This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials the number, which means you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Tuesday's front page, the military is turning to renewable energy so it won't have to transport fossil fuels. The Nobel Prize in Medicine went to a British physiologist whose work led to the first test tube baby. And an unexpected consequence of medical marijuana. Lots of ads for local newspapers in places where pot is legal for health purposes. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. With insurgents attacking fuel convoys heading to Afghanistan, the military is turning to renewable energy so it won't have to transport fossil fuels. Last week, a California company arrived with portable folding solar panels. It also brought solar tent shields that provide shade and electricity, and solar chargers for computers. The new equipment will replace diesel and kerosene-based fuels that would ordinarily generate power on the front lines. Also on Tuesday's front page, clashing portraits of a sergeant accused in civilian killings in Afghanistan. Documents in the case portray Sergeant Calvin Gibbs as the ringleader in three separate incidents involving the murder of civilians near Kandahar. His friends say he didn't do it. They also say he didn't threaten fellow soldiers if they ever disclosed the murders. Sergeant Gibbs is one of five soldiers who could face courts-martial for allegedly killing Afghan civilians, for trying to make it look like a combat situation, and for posing with the bodies. A pioneer of in vitro fertilization won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. 85-year-old British physiologist Robert Edwards was recognized for work that helped millions have children. He and the late gynecologist Patrick Steptoe developed the process for mixing eggs and sperm outside the body. Here is Edwards in 2003 looking back at the birth of that first test tube baby 25 years earlier.
We knew for the first time that science and medicine had entered human conception decisively, and that from now on we would look at illnesses and diseases and other disorders in embryos as part of medicine.
Edwards started working on IVF in the 1950s. Here in New York, subway construction has made Second Avenue almost impassable for pedestrians. The Manhattan Chamber of Commerce says 29 stores have closed in a 30-block stretch. Other merchants say businesses dropped 25% to 50%. Critic Michael Kimmelman looks in on the big Monet exhibition in Paris. He says it's the biggest art spectacle in Europe this fall, with about 160 paintings. There's enough for Monet to come across as more than just the familiar impressionist. Medical marijuana is good news for some newspapers. It's a new source of advertising in states like Colorado, California, and Montana, where pot is legal for health purposes. Other newspapers are worried about losing advertising in the recession. The Colorado Springs Independent is doing so well, it's promoted three part-time reporters to full-time and hired a fourth. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Sync connects to most Bluetooth-enabled phones and then listens to the sound of your voice. So just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials their number. With Sync, you'll never miss a call, and you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, CIA drone aircraft killed several German militants in the mountains of Pakistan. European counterterrorism officials say al-Qaeda has been recruiting German Muslims for training there. The missile strikes came as the State Department issued a warning to travelers bound for Europe. American officials have been gathering intelligence about possible Mumbai-style attacks on the continent. But Times reporter Scott Shane says the travel alert didn't say a lot.
Some travelers found it so vague that it really wasn't useful in guiding their behavior. It didn't specify any particular country or city, and it said that terrorists attack public transportation and tourist infrastructure, which people really already know. The defense of this kind of vague travel alert is, first of all, that the government doesn't want to be accused of withholding from the public information it has about a threat. And intelligence officials believe that this is really a credible threat, even if they don't have the details.
Times reporter Scott Shane in Washington. In Chicago, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel went on a listening tour. He got a sense of what's ahead as he runs for mayor, including the kind of unscripted moments candidates usually try to avoid. In a South Side restaurant where the conversation turned to gun violence, a man pulled up his shirt. He wanted Emanuel to see his bullet wound. Here in New York, the planned Stuyvesant Town foreclosure auction was postponed. The delay was to allow time for some negotiating. The talks involve a hedge fund chairman and a real estate executive. They want control of Stuyvesant Town and nearby Peter Cooper Village. Their plan is to snap up some secondary loans for 15 cents on the dollar. That works out to a total of $45 million. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.